lot of people aspire to travel the world and explore freedom. Why is that? Could it be the rush of adrenaline we get from climbing mountains? The sense of freedom from not being in one place all the time? For some, it's the views, or just being able to say you actually did it. Cornell University has produced a couple of different answers regarding these questions. The first is that the experience helps relieve stress that comes from everyday life. Others say that spending money on the travel experience makes you feel better than spending on materialistic things like jewelry or clothes. Being able to tell about your travel also brings you extreme joy in life. These stories could be about anything that happened on any one of your adventures, good or bad. Especially the bad trips could be funny later, like missing a tour bus or anything that goes along those lines. Many travel trips have something go wrong on them, but for the most part, it will turn out fine, I promise you. Travel allows us to step outside of our well-worn, comfortable lives and let us dare to do something different and exciting, like seeing mountains or watching buffaloes. That sounds way better than sitting at home and watching TV, right? According to neurologists, traveling rewards our brain and makes us more creative and open to new things in life. We see this every day on social media as people share their travel experiences. Some will go so far as to share pictures of their dinner plates if it's something they've never eaten before. When you get to post pictures about your great vacation, it makes you feel good to know other people might think it's incredible that you were able to do something amazing like watch a geyser erupt or swim in a hot spring. Traveling can also be educational. You get to learn about people's culture, their cuisine, their environment, and also their everyday lives. Something most travelers can relate to is the ability to drop the stress that comes from everyday life and feel free to explore and enjoy without worrying. Even the planning portion of the trip evokes joy in most travelers. Studies show that planning for trips creates excitement and anticipation that continues to build until the day you depart. Being a traveler also boosts your confidence. Not only do you get to share amazing stories about your trip, but you also feel better about decisions you make that might be more daring than your everyday thoughts. Travel improves your ability to adapt in situations outside of your comfort zone. Now I will play a recording of an interview I had with Mr. Todd Bridges. Hello, thank you for coming out this evening. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions about traveling?
Of course, go ahead. I love to travel.
All right. What's your favorite part of travel?
My favorite part of traveling is the adventure that comes along with traveling. You never know what you're going to find around the next turn, or the next bend in the road, or over the next mountain. Everything is something new, and you can always enjoy that time and get the memories that go along with it and share it with your friends.
Okay, that's pretty great. Where was the first place you visited?
The first place I visited as far as travel, as far as any kind of major attraction, would probably be the Smoky Mountains National Park. We used to run up into the Smokies and play in the mountains and fish in the streams, go hiking down the trails, horseback riding, everything. And those are just fantastic times that I remember even back when I was a child.
Sounds like fun. I wish I could do that. What is your favorite place and why?
My favorite place is Yellowstone National Park. It's such a diverse park that it's hard to just imagine that you're inside of a caldera of a volcano that's 50 miles across. But you have the mountains there, you have the geysers, you have the largest alpine lake in the area. You have such a diverse set of wildlife, everything from bears and moose and elk and buffalo to chipmunks and pelicans and ground squirrels and foxes and coyotes and wolves. Everything you can imagine is right there in that one geological area, and within 30 or 40 minutes you can be from the top of a snow-covered mountain down to sitting inside of a valley watching a herd of buffalo graze across the grass. It's an incredible place.
Yeah, it does sound pretty insane. So what's the most recent place you visited?
Well, the most recent place I visited was Fort Polk, Louisiana. I took off on a 12-hour car ride from my house, and once I got there, even though it was for a business trip, it was still something new and interesting to see. Being a military base, they had displays of aircraft and tanks and artillery and all kinds of older military vehicles that were interesting to see. Of course, you know, being a business trip, it wasn't exactly a sightseeing tour. but it was still enjoyable to be able to get out on an open road and just determine what's around the next corner.
It's very nice. If you had to choose something, what would be the least favorite part of traveling for you?
Well, the least favorite part of traveling is when it ends. I'm always disappointed to actually have to return to my everyday life and not be able to continue to create adventures and memories. That's my least favorite part, is when it's over with.
I can understand why. It does seem pretty nice to just be able to let go for once.
Oh, it's a great stress relief for anybody to get out and travel.
Probably so. Okay, so one more question and we'll be done.
Okay.
What is your favorite memory from traveling?
Oh, there's been so many and everything, but probably one of my favorite memories that we still laugh about today is I was in Montana on a mountain plateau running through this tall grass. And as I went to leap across this hole, I saw something dart out of my feet. And my first thought was a rattlesnake. So I started screaming up and down, jumping up around on my tiptoes, yelling, "Whoa, dude!" And what turned out to be, instead of a rattlesnake darting out of that hole, was a chipmunk. So to this day, I always claim that I was attacked by a chipmunk, and I'm still scarred for life from it. But we always have a good laugh about it.
Okay. Well, thank you again, and I really enjoyed the interview.
Oh, you're welcome. I had a great time this evening. Thank you.
Cool. That was my interview with Mr. Bridges, a man who's traveled most of the U.S. and seen many wonderful sights. After my interview with Mr. Bridges, I went out and talked to people about why they like to travel. Most said that their favorite part of traveling is the release from their normal lives. One person even told me they enjoy the exotic foods. The thing I like the most about travel is the ability to do something new and different. One of my favorite memories was from when I was 10 and got to go up on a really high mountain and drink hot cocoa and snow overlooking the whole valley. It was beautiful. That was just a little bit about traveling and why people like it. Thank you for listening.